good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, and good afternoon. And we are here today again on Tuesday, and I was having so much technical difficulty there for a minute, but I think we got it all figured out here now. So, nothing was showing up on the board. And today we are going to be listening to some hot topics as soon as we can get on our hot topic lady here. So, meantime, we need some reports from out in Detroit, Michigan, and in Flint, and maybe we have a caller there that can give us a report on that.
Hello, Mother Hattie.
Hi. How are you today, my dear sister?
Doing very well. Doing very well. And I am pleased to say, as an update from out of Detroit, Michigan, and the Flint area, Darnell Early, who was the emergency manager in Flint, even though he's still trying to say he didn't have anything to do with the decision, the water decision in Flint.
Oh, really? He's denying it.
Yeah. He's saying he wasn't the original. Because, you know, this they've gone through four emergency managers in Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah, every time they elect, not elect one, every time one is placed in office.
Appointed.
Yeah, then they allow him to destroy the city. Primarily, these are primarily black and poor cities. They're allowed to go in, destroy the city, take the surplus and turn it into a deficit, and then they just shuffle them on to another city. But now this one right here, this black neck early, I think that if people keep the pressure, as was started on last week, if people keep the pressure, he may actually have to serve some time. I don't know. I think they may at least indict him, but you know what? Governor Snyder, as well as Early, should be indicted on murder charges, at least at the least manslaughter. I'm sure we can find some type of charge. What is it? Anyway, I'm not a lawyer, a prosecutor, but surely their hands have blood on them. Governor Snyder
One
that appointed Darnell Early, and on to date, about 20 minutes ago, Darnell Early has said that he will resign as emergency manager as of February the 29th. So I think he received like a $75,000 raise once he became the emergency manager in Detroit. So what should happen next is, first of all, he should not have been allowed to resign. He should have been indicted, okay, and brought up on charges. And then, so what needs to happen next is he should be indicted once he resigns. Therefore, he cannot move to the next black city and destroy it. Because I'm telling people, if we don't pay attention to what has happened in New Orleans with the public school system dissolving, and the same thing happened in Inkster, Michigan, and other black areas of Michigan, and now there's an attempt for the same thing to happen in Detroit. These people do not want to educate our children. Not only do they not want to educate our children, they will sit here and allow them to become sick with Legionnaire's disease, all kind of cognitive disabilities, as well as sickle cell anemia, because there's been an increase in the number of black children in Detroit being diagnosed with sickle cell anemia. Let's not even get to the environmental issue of the asthma, the cancers, the respiratory diseases that the teachers and the children are suffering from now. Okay? So this is a human rights violation. These people need to be brought up on charges. While America is always trying to go and hang somebody and kill somebody over something, then you want to lock up Kwame Kilpatrick because he was having an affair and maybe stole a few thousand dollars. We're talking about DPS, Detroit Public School System, had a surplus of over $100 million, and now they're almost at a $1.2 billion deficit. So what happened to the money? Last week you said it was only $515 million. So now all of a sudden this man is resigning. Now it's up to $1.2 billion. What keeps happening to the money? While these children don't even have textbooks, you have a school that you call a technology school that doesn't even have access to internet. A school is named after Ben Carson, this black neck that's running for president. His damn school, the school is named after him. Not that he really does anything for the school, I asked him. The school is named after him. It's called Ben Carson. It's a medical, like, health science school. Damn school got roaches, rats running around, bullet holes in the wall, in the windows, and everything. And this little, and I'm going to say it, this little nigga here running around on TV trying to run for president, but you have a school in Detroit named after you. And I have pictures of the rats and the bullet holes. Okay, Ben Carson.
Wow.
So you need to go over there and take care of your school. John Conyers, Diana Ross, these people graduated from Detroit Public Schools. They need to get that. Jalen Rose, whoever he played basketball for now, you need to go and see about Detroit Public Schools. Because to have our children having to be forced to sit in the classroom with toilet water leaking on their heads, rats bigger than they goddamn feet, excuse my language, rats bigger than they damn feet running around while they're trying to get instruction. These children.
Well, I think Ben Carson is also from Detroit.
Yeah, Yes, that's what I'm saying. The school is named after him. It's a school in name in honor of him or whatever the hell. And yeah, and big rats running around. Yes, Brother Canty.
Hey, how y'all doing? I am just like you all are. You know who else we gotta put the heat on? And she grew up in Detroit, and she knows the deal because her father was shot and never recovered from the injury. He stayed in a coma. Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, yes. Aretha Franklin.
So we have these Greeks that are running around like Jesse Jackson. Greeks that could care less about the masses. They consider asses. They don't tell the masses. They have utter contempt for the masses. I saw Jesse sitting at that meeting in this gymnasium that was a special airing for Rachel Maddow, a town hall meeting. And thank God he wasn't noticed, given recognition, but everybody on the podium on the dais saying everything except the real deal, and that is the governor, his stooge, the one that's retiring at the end of this month, that's resigning, what's his name? Your friend.
Early.
Everybody said everything except the governor must be arrested for corruption and conspiracy. You know, he has come to New York to get a public relations firm to build up his image?
I'm sure.
Imagine.
Who?
The governor of what's the governor name of
Michigan.
Rick Snyder.
Snyder.
Yeah, thank you, Rick Snyder. Mm-hmm. And, it is so sad that our people are so docile, so weak, so not even understand that if a white town like Seabrook, Ohio, has already brought charges against the culprits involved with poisoning their water, they ain't saying we should overcome or let Jesus fix it. No. White people believe in natural law. That's part of this thing called legal lease. They believe in natural law. And they also believe in military science, which is targeted. So they don't care if they kill some white people or white children in Flint, Michigan, as long as they get the main targeted one, blacks. Blacks don't understand, and they'll be the last to be informed that they are so hated since slavery was abolished, since we had our Reconstruction rights taken away from us. They hate our guts for surviving all this time. And Michigan has always had racial problems as far as race wars. My father's first job was in Detroit, Michigan. He first left South Carolina. He worked for the Packet Motor Company. And I'm telling you guys, blacks was living so large, they would light $50 bills using cigars, and would light their cigars with $50 bills. And if you told those blacks one day Detroit would become a pauper's town, they would say, you on drugs. Just like blacks didn't want to believe that Martin Delaney told blacks the government was going to, ran by Republicans, was going to double-cross us and take it away to appease the South. We told Delaney, oh, you're crazy. This government wouldn't do that to us after all what suffered during slavery. You're crazy. But when they saw that Delaney was correct, it was too late. And we always to get the message.
Let's get a little bit more of this update report. And Ashura, can you just tell us a couple of more of your observations about being there?
Well, I would have to say this, that it was the most, almost, I would say, depressing, yet eye-opening and awakening experience to actually see, like, mold and to smell mold, asbestos in the walls and just dead rats in corners, and to hear the stories of teachers that have suspiciously died, and they're now beginning to realize that it was environmental. And every time I hear these stories, I think of, you know, Mother Hattie in so many ways, because she's an environmental activist and she was in the school system. And I think about how security was cut for the schools, but the emergency managers always have police protection. So this one man is more important than ensuring the safety of our children while they're at school when you know that in certain cities, like even here in Houston, the way that the highways run, when a sex offender is going to the parole office, sometimes they have to cross or pass by a school, whereas they're not supposed to be. I think it's like 500 yards. But because of the way that the roads are designed and because of the location of the parole offices, the pedophiles, they have no choice but to go by like a school or a playground or something like that. So they know that these pedophiles could be. I mean, when we were walking on the parking lot, if I wanted to steal one of those children, it would have been so easy. No one would have ever known it except for the child standing next to the other child. So,
and on their way to school, I know that they were saying on the way to school there were so many abandoned homes and apartment buildings. Some little girls on several occasions were drug into these places and raped and murdered, actually.
Yes.
And so
there was a serial rapist in one of the schools. He was in one of the high schools, and he was a serial rapist.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
And so what can we do? What can we say? Who can we call? Any numbers? I understand there is a effort for the community. They have asked the governor to step down, and they were going to be putting together a petition of some sort to get him a recall, is what they said. Now, when we think of recall, let's think about Reverend Pinckney right there in, what, Benton Harbor, Michigan.
That's right.
Yeah.
My good friend.
Recall petition of the mayor who is a black
James,
man. Benton Harbor.
James Hightower.
Black
James
man.
Hightower.
Okay. So we cannot mention Flint, Michigan and Detroit, Michigan without mentioning Benton Harbor.
That's right.
And Reverend Pinckney's demise by a white, all-white jury.
Right.
And it's just he's being transferred from prison to prison, I understand now.
Ashaira, I think you might want to put the pastor of People's Community Church on Woodward Avenue on notice and just tell him one of the nephews of the founders of that church, the Johnsons, just mention the Johnsons, one of the founders of the church. They would turn over in their grave knowing that People's Community Church had washed their hands of being involved with the crisis in the public school system, the situation in Flint, Michigan, with the poisoning of 9,000 children poisoned. And then Reverend Everett Pinckney is 500 miles away from his home in jail. I talked to his wife on a regular basis. She told me that there's a sadistic guard that would want to engage Reverend Pinckney, but he's smart enough to not entertain his idea of having a duel with him. But
okay, say that again, Canty. Tell us a little bit clearly about Reverend Pinckney, what you know as an update, because we have to keep talking about and sharing that information. What, you talk with his wife, you said?
On a regular basis, and she told me that the lawyer is appealing for him to have a new hearing. But in the meantime, he was moved 500 miles away from Benton Harbor, and there is
say
no
that
concern.
Again. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
He was moved 500 miles from his home in Benton Harbor. He was doing time nearby.
Okay.
But now he's been transferred to a prison 500 miles away, and for a while he was denied phone calls. So we're dealing with a vicious racist system that I asked his wife, has the blacks in that area of Benton Harbor, which makes it like 97% of the population, I asked her, have they even had, hello?
Yes.
We're still here. Keep going.
Okay. Have they even had a care package sent to her? At least to show their gratitude that her husband put his body on the line to recall James Hightower, one of the biggest harms next to this emergency manager in Michigan. She said, none, nothing. So I said, blacks are like this. They let you stick your neck out, and then they walk away and leave you to fend for yourself.
You know,
but it's not like that. It's like fear. They see. This is why the people
please,
do what they
please,
do.
Please.
The people
black
do
people
what they
the
do to us because we are afraid that will happen to us if they speak up now, and that's why they can pick you off like that. Pick you off like
well,
that.
We
one,
beat the world
one at
being
a time.
Afraid. We beat the world being afraid. We were afraid to join Harriet Tubman. She even said she could have freed more slaves, but they didn't know they were slaves. Our people have been so badly beaten down, they don't know when they're being urinated on. That's how bad we are right now. I mean, it's no way in the
oh,
world.
Oh, they know. They just don't want to end up where he is, and that's why it's so important, though, for him to have to not isolate and that you have other people around. And why is his – where is his lawyer at and
his lawyer
what's
is,
going on with that?
His lawyer is appealing his sentencing to be a new hearing. These are Trump. See, there are two types of lawyers, and I suspect. I told Mrs. Pinkney, I suspect his lawyers are social parasites. There's two types of lawyers: social parasites and social engineers. When you are a social engineer, you don't put your client on the witness stand, especially if the client carried a badge of slavery. You're black, and you had an all-white jury. You let your the clients for the prosecutors be put under cross-examination and prove to the jury that your client is innocent. Because as soon as your client comes through the courtroom, you already are seen as guilty as charged. And Reverend Pinkney upset the apple cart because RCA Whirlpool was very angry that this black man was about to have this handpicked interloper named James Hightower to have blacks be placed in a situation where, see, the long-term goal in Benton Harbor, blacks are to be forced relocation, forced evacuation. That's the long-term goal. So between Detroit, Flint, and Benton Harbor, you're telling me that you got mushrooms growing in the bathroom, mildew all over the place, you got rats as big as a child's feet. You want to tell me that they don't have no security guards at all for these children and they're serial rapists? It's clear that there is no concern from the blacks who should know better, like John Conyers type. They should know.
What is John Conyers saying about all this, Ashira, from your perspective and Canty?
I haven't heard anything from John Conyers.
Same here.
I know that he was not involved in the meeting with the emergency manager that took place last week that I witnessed.
Okay.
And tell us, Ashara, the attitude of this creep when he was trying to set me. Tell us this guy's attitude. Tell us.
Well, just as Canty has so eloquently stated, as always, he basically was arrogantly dismissive of the teacher's request into a forensic audit to see what happened
who
to
was
$10,000. A
who
number
wanted,
of teachers
who,
and teachers and community activists who were requesting a forensic audit because the emergency manager, Donnell Early, told the teachers that if they were to loan the state $10,000 out of their paychecks, then they wouldn't have to cut. But they still cut. They still made the budget cuts, still froze their salaries, still increased the health care. So basically, he told them, if you loan this $10,000, then we won't have to cut your salary. We'll be able to give you a pay increase, and we won't have to cut. But they still turned around and did it. Okay, and so now, since the teachers were organizing, since the teachers were organizing the sick outs and taking action, and the judge repealed the indictment that Early filed against the teachers, and people standing up just saying, I want you to have better conditions for my babies in school, because there were parents also that were complaining about the conditions. And so now this man is saying, if you stand up and say any damn thing, I'm going to take away your teaching certificate. So you're going to take away my master's.
Okay, which man is saying that? Which man, the judge or the Early?
No, this is Darnell Early. So let me take it back. So Darnell Early was threatening the teachers to not stand up and speak out. So what has happened now is a group of Republican senators have come up with legislation that they're trying to fast track, like right now, today and tomorrow. Whereas if you stand up and try to say anything or fight back in any kind of way against your conditions or question where the money is, or you try to participate and are not coming to school or anything like that, your teaching certificates will be revoked. Now, what kind of shit is that?
The
fascism shit?
Yes, the voice of a pig, the mindset of a pig. A pig is one who abuses their authority to tactics or not able to fight for themselves. Black people never have political nor legal protection, and there's always an Uncle Tom or Aunt Jemima readily available to do the dirty work of the white man. So it's slavery. And now you've got this Holocaust in Michigan that black people would rather look the other way and not deal with this imminent crisis. That means the unborn generation has no future in Michigan. Wherever black people are living in the majority.
There was also Michael Moore was I think he's from Flint, which is a film director, and
he
was doing some different kinds of maneuvers there and speaking out that they should be arresting the governor for human rights violations. And it's criminal what they've done, and I heard him on a show last week talking about that. Has there been any follow-up at all from that, that you know of?
Well, he has been asking people to sign the petition, and I'm not sure. I did receive an email saying thank you for signing the petition, but I'm not sure of any other, like, advancements in the petition.
Don't hold your breath. Let me tell you how Michael Moore operates. He assured Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! When Bush stole the first election in Texas, he was going to say he was going to take his cameras all over Ohio showing how the election was being ran for the re-election of Bush in Ohio. Because black was disenfranchised in Florida. Well, it was worse in Ohio, and Michael Moore never came back with his findings because it was a black man who was the stooge, like this guy earlier, that was running around making sure that blacks was disenfranchised, because he had assured Bush that he would be a second-term president. And blacks was willing to come out in record numbers in Ohio to make sure that Bush was defeated. Because don't forget now, between Florida and Ohio, two of the swing states, and they depend on blacks to go fishing if they don't want a certain incumbent to get reelected or to have a challenger to challenge the incumbent to get to lose the election.
Yeah.
So Michael Moore didn't keep his word. So I don't have no high confidence in Michael Moore. He talks a good game. When we need him to be counted on, he goes like a turtle.
Well, I would just say this. I'm not even going to put it all on Michael Moore or Cher. I'm going to put it on the impoverished people, the 40,000 people that are 40% impoverished, them along with Michael Moore and Cher and some other people to pour in some finances into a movement to support the people. That's what I would promote that. I mean, Michael Moore, he's done his part as a celebrity. He continues to raise the attention to it. And I just think that, you know, people have different positions and different arms that they can hold in the movement. And we can't just always keep waiting on one person to just, like, drag the movement all the way through. those people, which they have been doing in Flint, they've been going up to Lansing and protesting. And so, I mean, it's people all, not all over, but quite a few people in the state of Michigan. They are really protesting the bullshit that's going on because it's a suspension of democracy occurring right before our very eyes. So in order to stop all of this from being just a norm in the fabric of government here in the States, people should stand up and fight this, like Mother Hattie said, fascism. This is ridiculous. You're telling people, we need to send some money over here and there because they don't have this and that in their schools. Hell, the damn children here don't have any goddamn thing in the schools. What you talking about? Over somewhere in Africa or Taiwan, Taiwan or any damn where else? 6-hour schools.
Hey, listen, I sue with
so
nurse,
let me break in now and just bring in Mother Dunning. She has some other topics to talk about, and then we'll come back to this in about maybe 5 minutes and take a wrap up on what can we do. Some action, people. What
I
can
love
we do?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, everybody.
Hey,
how
Mother
everybody's doing?
Hey, dear.
What do you have, Mother?
Oh, well, listen, in Seattle, they have a daycare man that worked in Seattle, and they did a background check on him and everything. He was 31. The father walked in to pick up his 5-year-old daughter from daycare and caught the 31-year-old man, worked at the daycare, caught him molesting his daughter, caught him dead in the act. He had the young girl's underwear, panties off, and listen at the excuse he gave the father and the police, but the father is crazy because the father should have killed him right there on the spot. The father should have killed him right dead on the spot because that was me. That's what I would have done. And the father caught him with his finger inside of the 5-year-old little girl. He told the police, listen at the excuse, y'all. He told the police that he slipped down, and when he slipped down, his finger went up inside of her and penetrated her. So they took her to the hospital and found out that she had been penetrated. And he said that when he slipped down, his finger accidentally went inside of her.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Then in New Orleans, I'm trying to hurry because I know we ain't got much time. Then in New Orleans, we have 3 teachers who was having a sexual relationship with the same boy, a 16-year-old young man in high school who was special needs, and they was all having sex at the same time. And they said this is the 3rd or 4th case on come up at this school with teachers. And they all white perverts. So when we send our kids to school, we don't know
these,
what we
are
sending
these
them to.
Men or women teachers?
Okay, the first one was a man who molested the 5-year-old girl. The other
I'm
three
I'm talking
was
about
three
in
white,
New Orleans.
Oh,
three white
women. White women. And they was all having a threesome with the boy. Okay, and
boys,
let me give you something about my – oh, they didn't say. They didn't say. Now, let me give you a quick thing about my state right quick. I know I'm rushing. In the state of Mississippi, in a town called Wiggins, Mississippi, is known for Ku Klux Klan. My husband can tell you about that one. Well, they've been going around picking black people up off the street, the police have, and doing whatever they want to them and getting away with it. But they went and picked this black girl up. She was standing on the street talking with her friend. No arrest, no nothing. They picked her up. I guess they picked her up to go rape her. And the young lady began to fight back. They took her to the jail and severely beat her, stripped her butt naked, the 2 white policemen, and started molesting this grown woman who was 33 years old. They put the woman in jail because they put charges on the woman and said that the woman had hit them, and they got her for felony charges, two felony charges. The woman sat in jail for a little over a month. The woman wrote a letter to the judge and told the judge what happened. All of a sudden, the woman gets out of jail. They dropped all charges and against the woman, and the woman goes and get a lawyer. All of a sudden, the police are gone. The woman hired a white lawyer. The lawyer said, this is like in the 50s. They going and taking black people off the streets for no reason at all and brutalizing them and sexually abusing them, and said the woman was just standing on the corner, and they doing like they used to do in the 50s in Wiggins, Mississippi.
You said Williams or Wiggins?
Wiggins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. And where is the NAACP?
Well, they didn't say nothing about the NAACP, but they said the woman hired a lawyer, and the white lawyer got on TV and began to speak about it, and he said that this is what they did in the 50s. She just standing on the corner, and they went and got her off the corner.
My word.
And I guess they were going to rape her and kill her, because back then, my husband said when they used to take them off the corner like that, he said they take them and lynch them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're getting a prelude of what to expect if Trump gets into the White House, if Cruz gets into the White House. One think he's white. One think he's super white. Both have fascist tendencies, and black people have not been prepared for our third Holocaust. Our first Holocaust was slavery. Our second Holocaust when we lost our Reconstruction rights. And we are about to enter our third Holocaust, and we don't even know it.
So go on, let me let you finish.
You know, we're easy to be picked off because we never, like I said before, we never had political nor legal protection. So, therefore, we are done for.
That being said, what needs to be done, and let's spend that little bit of time that we have left and just kind of briefly talk about some strategies we could do locally, strategies that we could do, I guess, on a basis of nationally. So I'm wondering, what about if even just a few of us call John Conyers' office and just ask the question?
I did. I did.
What?
Y'all can go right ahead.
You did do that?
Yes, I did 3 times.
And what did he say, or what did his office say?
I spoke to his chief of staff. They are, shall we say, comatose. Ashira, you're going to be there in person. Maybe you can take a delegation that maybe they might want to get the message. Enough of doing nothing is enough. And I fear maybe Kanye is a Greek. So Greeks don't upset white supremacy. They know their place. It's down south in the days of pre-civil rights or post-Reconstruction. Greeks know their place. And they are, shall we say, accommodationist.
Okay, let's stick with what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We know the issues. We know what's going on. What can we do at this point? Even with the Sedonis report of this Wiggins, Mississippi.
Oh.
Is that on the internet, Dorothy, you said? Already?
Yes, ma'am. You know I got it. I'll send it to all of you. I'll send it to every last one of you.
Thank you. Thank you. We can really call.
Or that we circulate the information, circulating information. Let's strategize just a little bit here. Strategize. How can we strategize? This is what I wanted to say. Canty, can you bring us the information from Reverend Pinckney? How can we address him to send him letters and encouragement, and let him know he's not forgotten.
All right.
An address.
Only, Yeah, I can only give the phone number. I got the phone number to his wife, but I'll call her, his wife, and get the address to the prison.
That's what I'm saying. If you can contact his wife and ask her if he would like to receive some letters.
Certainly.
Cards.
Certainly. All right.
I mean, these
no
are
problem.
Minor things that we can do to let
yeah.
our freedom fighters know that we have they are not forgotten.
Well, we got two other brothers that's in jail also that we need to see about them. That's Mumia Abdul-Jamal and Khalil Alameen, formerly H. Rap Brown. These are three brothers, along with including Logan Pinckney, that have been persecuted for daring to stand for their people. And unfortunately, our people, we walk away. I mean,
political
Mumia
prisoners.
Has been in jail.
Well, I think there are some people that are doing some things with those two. There is a group.
But H. Rap Brown had two white lawyers, and they were social engineers. And Alton Maddox was sitting in the courtroom, but he couldn't do anything about it because he's banned from the courtroom. And he watched H. Rap Brown being railroaded to jail. You've got the same thing with Mumia. He's got a different lawyer, but it is not because of his crime that he's committed no crime. It's just his politics. They want him on the street because of his politics.
And even when some of these teachers in some of the classrooms, like there where you are, Canty, and in Philadelphia, when they try to teach students about Mumia, they're brought up on charges. Well, they're fired.
What?
It's like, I mean, they really are trying to turn this. I'm not even going to say anything before they come knocking on my door and lock me up in Guantanamo Bay that they keep talking about they're going to close and never do. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
well, the fascism has arrived.
Well, yeah. So, listen, Malcolm said it in 1964 before he was shot and killed the following year. He said the same ingredients.
Well, what about some more strategies before we get this good knowledge and wisdom? What about some more strategies of doing something about it?
That's all we can
do. What can we do? What about some more?
I do like that idea. I had to click off for a second. But I believe I did hear someone say that we can visit John Conyers' office and start a letter writing campaign.
That's right. And also
so now,
the People's Community Church, you also pay a visit there because if you're not for the people, then take the sign down. Say your People's Community Church. Take the sign down.
Let me chime in.
Hey, brother Brown. To hurry up, Brother Brown. Let's let Brother Brown have it because he has been listening diligently. We only got 1 minute, probably. Come on, Brother Brown.
Well, the best thing that we can do that I haven't heard about, we need to organize around one single element that we have in our power, and that is our spending power. Nobody spends money like poor people. Instead of us trying to buy brand new cars, brand new $200,000 houses, we cannot look for entertainers, ball players, people that's making millions to aid themselves in our struggle. We have to aid our own self. We do not buy land. They got all of these elements of land going up in these major metropolitan cities, like you said about the abandoned up houses. These houses can be bought for little or nothing in metropolitan cities. We need to pool our money together and start buying land. We need to show these people economic. We have to bankrupt them economically. The black dollar is the most spent dollar in this country.
That's right.
That's the most spent dollar because black poor people spend everything they got to survive. We haven't been organized into how to spend our money. Once we do that, we don't need politicians. We don't need churches. We need to understand how to spend our money.
Yeah.
We go to car dealerships. We buy excellent $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 trucks, vehicles. You know, thing about it is how much land do we own? I've never bought a brand new vehicle in my life. I don't intend to buy a brand new vehicle. I'm not spending $40,000 or $50,000 for a vehicle. It makes no sense.
How about that?
We don't own no stores in our community. We won't support any stores. And until we understand the element of economic boycotting, we can write all the letters. We can go to these offices of these elected officials. It's not going to change again.